It seems that the more unbelievable a story is, the more I'm able to believe it. I'm 33 years old. In 1903, I had a nervous breakdown and was sent to a neuropsychiatric hospital wrapped in a straitjacket. How that came about is still hazy, but I'll tell you what I remember. I'm a concert violinist. At least I was before the breakdown. In May of 1903, I was in Cleveland, Ohio, playing Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto in D major, when, right in the middle of the cadenza I'd been working on for weeks, I suddenly put my violin down and began tearing up the sheet music of the first violinist. I tore his score into small pieces as fast as I could, poured water into the large mouth of a tuba, pounded on the keys of the piano with my fists, only the black keys, and then sat on the floor, weeping. The audience watched all of this with open mouths until security guards rushed in and carried me off the stage. A few weeks later, after I had calmed down enough to speak three or four sentences in a row that sounded sane, I was interrogated by the chief of the medical staff. The rest of his staff sat in chairs nearby, listening. "Do you know your name?" "Jeremy Spencer Webb," I answered. "Good for you," the chief doctor said. "Please, don't patronize me." "I'm sorry," the doctor said quite humbly. "Are you married?" "No, thank goodness." "Why do you say that?" "Because I was married a few years ago, and if you'd been married to my wife, you'd be in a straitjacket now, and I'd be asking you questions." "Is that what caused your breakdown?" "No, of course not. That's just a bad memory. We're divorced now." "Do you like your work as a musician, Mr. Webb?" "I love my work more than I love my life." "Well, then, why did you tear up the other violinist's musical score and pound the keys of a very expensive Steinway piano with your fist?" "I don't know. I honestly have no idea." "Do you have any idea why you poured water into a tuba?" "Well, I remember thinking that it might be thirsty." "Are you making a joke, Mr. Webb?" "No, I'm not making a joke. I wish I were." The chief of staff stared at me for several seconds. 2 days later, I was sent to a health resort in Badenweiler, Germany, which was in the Black Forest close to the French and Swiss borders. Otto Gross, who was the artistic director of the Cleveland Orchestra, wanted my written consent to be taken there. I was reluctant to give it until he mentioned that the Russian writer Anton Chekhov, who was suffering from consumption, was also at the Badenweiler resort at this time. I'd seen a production of Chekhov's play Uncle Vanya, which so intrigued me that I went to the public library in New York and read another play of his, The Seagull. I was moved by his insight and exquisite artistry. When Otto Gross also told me that my expenses would be paid by the orchestra, I signed the necessary papers. Just between us, I think they said that they'd pay for everything because they were afraid of a possible lawsuit. Sending me from Cleveland, Ohio, to the Black Forest in Germany seemed crazy. Well, who was I to talk? Chapter 2. I wasn't allowed to travel alone, of course. A young man named Patrick Dunn escorted me. He had a shock of red hair so bright that you could almost see it in the dark. His Irish brogue was very soft, as was his whole manner, but his muscles bulged so large that they showed through his jacket. I knew I would never want to get into a fight with this man. Patrick traveled with me on the ship to Cherbourg, then by train to Freiburg, Germany, where a Mr. Kreis was waiting to drive us to the health resort. Mr. Kreis was Swiss and spoke German, French, Italian, and English all fluently. As we drove through the Black Forest, I remember thinking that they probably chose the name Black because the trees were so thick at times that the world around us seemed shielded by darkness. When we reached the small village of Badenweiler, the view was soft and peaceful, and the muscles in my neck began to relax. Patrick and I got out of the car and followed Mr. Kreis, who led us to the Sommer Hotel, where most of the clients of the health spa stayed. It was a cozy-looking place. nestled in a plateau surrounded by purplish-green hills. As we walked, the air was cool and pure, and I became aware again of how pleasurable it was just to breathe. I could understand why Anton Chekhov came here to rest, but I doubted if breathing the lovely air, taking warm baths, and walking among the sheep was going to help me understand why I poured water into a tuba, however thirsty it was. A kind-looking man with a short white beard hurried up to me, calling out, "Mr. Webb, Mr. Webb, I am Dr. Karl Gross, the manager of this lovely spa, and I'm so happy to meet you." As we were shaking hands, I asked, "Are you by any chance related to Otto Gross, who runs an orchestra in Cleveland, Ohio?"
"Yes, of course, he's my brother," he said with a smile. "And Otto made me promise that I would take very good care of you."
The mystery of why I was sent to Germany from Cleveland, Ohio, finally made sense.